So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. All right, welcome back to the Vegan Fitness Podcast, your favorite plant-based fitness show on this beautiful day today. And we have a guest joining us today. Francie is here again. How are you? Doing great. I'm looking forward to have another episode with you. I was thinking about maybe we should call the podcast the Francie and Fritz Show soon, since we're doing so many episodes together, the Double F Show. And but no, it's very much looking forward to this one. And we, if you don't know Francie, she's a success coach in the Game Changer program, now coaching program for vegans, where she supports our clients to achieve their goals, stay motivated, stay on track, and ensure success in the end. That's what where the name comes from, obviously. And I just want to have her on the show so you can she can share her insights, things she observes with the clients, and also in general how it's going for her own personal journey that she's on. Because we're all on this fitness journey as well. So of course we are coaches, and we've done this for a few years now, and with hundreds of other people, but we're humans, right? So we're not like this amazing person that everything is perfect all the time. Like, we also have our struggles. We also have our goals that we're working towards. So I think that's why it's valuable to have you on and just to discuss and talk and rant about different topics. Something that I've seen from you a lot lately, which is very inspiring for me as well, is of course you're like preparing for your marathon and for your, like, you're running every day, but something that you've been posting about and like sharing with the clients, with us, with the team as well, is that you're getting up early. You're beating the sun every single day. Can you tell me more about that? How did that came about? What made you focus on that so much? And what's the story behind that?
Yeah. So It's interesting. I mean, if you guys listen to this is like post Labor Day weekend, and you know, we all took the weekend off, or you know, you celebrate the time with your family, and it's like, we basically, like Fritz just also said, we're always working towards our goals. We're never not going out there to reach our goals. And one of the rules, or one of the inspirations that I have, is to get stuff done early in the day, especially here. I'm training here for the Rocky Run in Philly in a couple weeks' time, but also for the half marathon in Orlando. And, you know, I'm looking at an April full marathon. So I'm here in Florida training for that, and humidity is high. So you try to beat or get it out of the day, get it out there in the morning when there is not a lot of humidity and the sun is not out there. So basically, this is like what I live by now. And I post it on a daily, that I'm getting up early at the crack of dawn when the sun is not out there yet. So if you look at it, this is something that you can't do, and you hardly have an excuse to not do it, because what does it take to get up early and beat the sun, right? The sun is out there. It's probably the biggest and most powerful glowing thing on the sky, and it comes out there every day, right? It shows up. The sun shows up. But if you beat the sun, then you beat that big glowing ball on the sky, and you were like, I beat you, I was faster than you. And that feeling of, what does it take to do this? Just set yourself the alarm clock and wake up and get out when it's dark, and get your exercise in, get your assignment done, get your PR set up. I mean, it's just so empowering. It's just so motivating too. But because when you, I mean, now I'm like I'm out there. I'm doing outdoor runs because I was training mostly on a treadmill because, you know, it's safer. You never know. It's dark. And again, I'm making excuses here. I mean, you can be proactive and, you know, pick a route where other runners are and just get out there and also soak in the moment and have that feeling of everybody's still sleeping. The whole town is still sleeping. It's still dark. The sun is not there yet, but you're there. You're showing up.
It's so powerful. Yeah, I love the idea of that. Like you're beating the most powerful thing that exists, basically, like an hour system. Of course, there's millions of stars, millions of like even bigger suns out there. But like, just imagine you, like a small human being on this planet of like billions of people. You beat it every day. And what does it do to your confidence? What does it do to your momentum every single day? What does it do to your mindset, and in the end to your, we talked about this with Vasil, maybe the episode's not online yet, but I did a podcast with Vasil on confidence, and we talked about how do we build confidence. And in the end, one of the best ways to build confidence is showing up for yourself, showing, like doing the things that you say you're going to do. And if you wake up every morning before the sun wakes up, basically, that creates a huge boost in confidence and a huge amount of momentum for you. And it's been very inspiring to see how you're doing that, Francie, and how you're then able to show up for the clients, to be fully there for them, fully in momentum and crushing it. And I mean, it's no coincidence that you're hitting PRs. Right? How long have you been doing this? How long have you been getting up before the sun rises? And how has it impacted your running performance and your overall like feeling? I'm curious, actually. I'm very curious myself. How has it impacted your day? Like, how are your days feeling? And how has it impacted your performance in your workouts too?
Honestly, that's the great thing about running and also putting your mind to something. I started, and it sounds ridiculous, I thought I started 3 months ago, where I did my 30 minutes runs, like yada yada, you know, nothing serious. But taking it to the next level and, you know, set yourself a goal, a race, a distance. And it's awesome that you mentioned the confidence, because at the beginning you tell yourself, you know, I can't, you know, other people can, I can't. And that feeling of just being on a schedule, having someone support you with like motivation, knowledge, experience, because you have your ups and downs. It's not gonna be always sunny and dandy candy out there. I mean, the other day I tried to set my new PR and I didn't make it. I actually tripped and fell and it was terrible. I was crying. I was at the end. I felt empty. I felt like a failure, but I got picked up again. And you know, it's just like such a game changer to, you know, not give up. And by then, now 3 months in, my confidence is way different. Like I could find myself at like, you know, this is it. I failed once. I'm not gonna make it. But failing is actually, if you don't try again. Not gonna lie, it didn't take me 5 minutes. It took me a couple of hours to get over this. It was a mental struggle. But I analyzed my numbers, because when you track too, like, you know, I know you can't track life all the time. Like, track your macros, track your calories, but track your exercise, track your distance, track how you felt. I'm kind of the generation, I take selfies and videos and that now, and I'm looking at it, and that was like 4 days ago. And yes, I'm looking at it and it's just like the confidence that I have to overcome this and then get back to it. And today I crushed my PR and I did it, and it's just so amazing. So like, love failing that. is giving up, and I didn't give up. I'm gonna do it again, because man, I have this race coming up. I was like, the other day I was like, how do I get out of this? I signed up for this and so many people know about this now. All the pressure. But actually, if I go there and I, you know, don't have a PR, if I don't have like the best race ever, I tried. I challenged myself, just how I challenge myself every day to get up on time, beat the sun, beat that big planet, beat the sleepy town, and come back after my run, be on a runner's high. It's 8:30, however the run went, slow or fast. But, and then I start into the day and I have like 20,000 steps, 1,000 calories burned. That's another perk.
Yeah, you already won the day. It's like
a lot.
You...
I can refuel all day long for the next run, because post new PR is pre the newer PR, so it doesn't end here. I just did, you know, my first really good longest distance ever, but I'm not there yet. Philly is a 10-mile race, so that's gonna be a big one.
Yep. So that's where you won the day already. Like you wake up, you get it done, and you won the day. And like, doesn't matter how, if you did a PR or not, you already went out there, put yourself out there, and you pushed yourself basically, and you already overcame the challenge of getting up and getting moving, and then the rest of the day is already won basically. So that's powerful. And I love that you said that even though you failed, and also I didn't know you actually fell. That's crazy. Hopefully nothing bad happened there. But I love how you like think about it, because a lot of people think, like, we as humans, we are wired to, like, it happens for me too. So when we share these things, again, we always speak out of a personal experience, and we're not perfect either. But as humans, we think binary a lot of the time. So we think black and white. So either we were on track or we weren't on track, right? And that type of thinking is not serving you. It's not serving anyone. So Francie could have said, hey, I didn't hit a PR. I fell. That's a failure. I will quit, right? Like binary thinking, like I was not on track. I was not doing my best. So I'm a failure, right? But why do you need to do that? And the same applies for dieting. Like maybe one day you're not hitting your macros, maybe if one meal off, don't say, hey, the whole day is over, I lost all day, like I'm a failure, I'm crushed. No, like think about it like a dichotomy, right? So you are either more on track or less on track, right? But you're not on track or not on track. So for Franz's example, again, she could have said, hey, yeah, I will just stop doing this. I was not on track, it was a bad day, I'm a failure. Or she could have said, hey, this wasn't my best day, but I still went on a run. I still did that for 30 minutes, still hit my XYZ miles. It just wasn't a PR, or I didn't feel my best doing it, but I still did it. And I will move on from here. I will keep going. I will stay consistent, versus saying, yeah, I will just quit and I was a failure. So that's important to understand. Like, stop thinking like in a binary way. I know it's hard at times, but stop thinking black and white. Think more about like a dichotomy. Okay, I was more on track, less on track, and you can adjust from there. So maybe the next day you can do more, you can do less, and you can catch up on that. So this applies to all areas of life, not just health and fitness, but also personal development, anything that you're working, any goal you're working towards. If you beat yourself up too much and you think black and white, then you're not going to stick with it. And sticking with it, in the end, who wins the boxing match? The one that stands, right? The one that's in the end standing and gets up from the failure and shows up and the last man or the last woman standing, right? So that's how you win, quote unquote, this journey, by getting up from failure and just moving on, staying consistent, and not thinking black and white all the time, right?
It's just... I want to share this here too, how I got over this, because I was for a very long time that black and white person and very hard on myself, like, you know, perfectionism. You have to, because, you know, this was my first time that I failed not finishing that run that I was supposed to finish. And it was my first hiccup, really. And for me not to finish it and not get in the distance, I had like instantly that thought, I failed, I didn't check off that mark. And I, you know, I had downtime, but I also, I looked around me and, you know, being in this environment, I, you know, it's not like, like you said, we're just normal people too, and we speak from experience. But what we tell the people out there, it's the same. We apply the same tools. So surround yourself with the right people, with like-minded people. So what I did, not gonna lie, I went into, you know, our community of game changers, and I just looked and read the wins that they shared, the progress that they made. And no one's perfect. I'm not perfect either. I'm just like anyone out there. So then I came across a quote and was like, success is not built on success. It's built on failure, hiccups, mistakes. It's progress, right? So you gotta think about that. And today, you know, I ran the same route, and I ran by that spot where I tripped and fell, and I was like, you know what? If I didn't fall, I wouldn't have to think about this now, and didn't have that mindset, didn't have that energy, because I was like, I'm gonna make sure I'm not gonna trip again, I'm not gonna fall again, I'm not gonna sweat again, so I lose, you know, focus. And I finished, and it was hard, it wasn't easy, but I probably could have gone even like 100 meters more. And just for me to be at that point where like I had to fail in order to have that state of mind, state of emotions. And I mean
how do you actually grow? How do you have a great life if there's no challenges, right? How can you develop, and how can you have ups if there's no downs? So
yeah,
you had to go through that to now be able to grow from it and to handle it and to achieve your goals in the end. So it was probably meant to be, as hard as it sounds. It was probably meant to be that that happened, so you can show up to that rocky run at your best version.
Yes.
So yeah, I think that was powerful. We want to do these quick like mindset talks and like just like talks that we observe with topics that serve you, sharing our own experience and stories with that. So if you listen to this right now, you're working on your goals, you want to lose weight, you want to get toned on a plant-based diet and really, yeah, make this sustainable, then go out there, beat the sun. Like if you win the morning, you win the day. So get up early and get your exercise in, and just prep yourself for the day. That's amazing. And also try to stop thinking in black and white and binary ways. Try to think more on a continuum, more on a dichotomy. Okay, I'm more on track, I'm less on track. And adjust from there and keep showing up and keep staying consistent. That's the secret in the end. And if you want to support with that, because as Francie said as well, she has a coach supporting her. That's of course another level that will help you think that way, that will help you overcome those challenges and help you have a North Star. If you want to have a coach, then we can definitely help you. So we specialize in coaching middle-aged vegans that want to lose weight, tone up, and really take charge of their health on the next level. And we can definitely support you. So you can definitely book a free vegan vision call with us. There's no pressure call. You can jump on there and you can get help by us, analyze where you currently stand and where you want to go, and see if coaching is a good fit or not. So you can book the call with a link in the description or by going to callwithfritz.com and book it. So looking forward to talk to you there. And Francie, thanks for joining me, and thanks for sharing your story and your insights. Yeah,
thanks for having me again.
Looking forward to have you on here soon again. And thank you for listening, everyone. If you enjoy the show, then you can definitely subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes. That's your way of supporting us so we can grow together and take over the world as vegans. Okay, and that's the goal here. but yeah, thanks so much for listening, and talk soon. Let's keep getting those gains and save the planet. Peace out. Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode again. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.